Each Tuesday, we'd like to dip into some of the think programming that's available on 2SER. We've got shows that encourage you to, well, think about your health, think about your digital futures, and the one we want to chat about today, Think Sustainability. Jake Morecambe, it has been too long since we spoke Think Sustainability. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be back in your proximity,
Nick. It's great to have you back. What are we talking about? What's the hot topic for sustainability?
Okay, so this is something that I feel like a lot of people would know about, but they wouldn't be able to tell me anything about it. Phosphorus. What can you tell me about? What do you know about phosphorus?
I know that it burns. Mm-hmm. I know that it's used in some manufacturing quite significantly. I know it's used in munitions quite significantly.
Right. I didn't know that.
White phosphorus is banned by the Geneva Convention these days, as far as I know. Style of horrifying napalm, from my understanding of it. And I think it's still used for things like matches, or have they found something better than that these days?
Well, phosphorus actually has a multitude of other applications which aren't involved in, I don't know what I'm assuming what you were talking about is weaponry and matches. But it's in fact, yes, it's a chemical element. It's also a rock. It's found across the planet. But it's also the thing that's ensuring we eat today.
What?
Phosphorus
really?
Is probably the prime, alongside like oxygen and carbon dioxide, is up there in terms of scale of importance because it's ensuring our global food security. Phosphorus is found in our cell walls. Phosphorus is found in animals. It's found in plants. It's then put into fertilizers, which is what is making our agriculture grow.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But at the moment, we're in kind of a little bit of an epidemic. It's not climate change, not again. But we're on the outer in terms of phosphorus because we're depleting it faster than we are able to apply it to global agriculture. And it's just this fascinating topic. It has this really weird, deep-rooted history, not just globally, but too in Australia. A lot of Australia's agriculture actually imports phosphorus or phosphate rock from other places around the world because our lands are phosphorus low.
Right.
So we have to import it in from places like Morocco. We also stripped 80% of the phosphate rock out of Nauru. And so that's why it is so depleted, and a multitude of issues have unraveled from there, obviously, within the past number of decades.
One or two.
But we are one of the biggest importers of phosphorus, but two, the biggest exporters of it, because we use it on our agriculture, our animals are eating it and grazing it on the land, and then we ship all that food out, and so we're losing it. It's just this kind of like vicious cycle. In it comes, out
it
goes. Yeah. And so there's actually a researcher called Dana Cordell, who's at the Institute for Sustainable Futures here at UTS, the University of Technology, Sydney. And she's like one of the only researchers, and I'm talking like globally, the premier phosphorus researcher. She's spent like the better half of the last decade or so looking at phosphorus, what it is, why it's important, but also why we're running out of it so quickly.
Five countries control 90% of the world's remaining high-quality phosphate rock, and Morocco alone controls three-quarters of that amount. Morocco's control of phosphate rock is a little bit complicated because they also control the rock that's in the territory of Western Sahara, and there's quite a vigorous debate around the ownership. It's very contentious around the ownership of that territory of Western Sahara because the UN condemns the control of that region by Morocco, and they believe that the people of Western Sahara have rights to their own determination to control their region and also the phosphate rock that exists there. But at the moment, Morocco is controlling that and gains a lot of financial benefit from the sale of the phosphate in the mines in that region as well. And what we've actually seen is that many other countries or companies who have traded with Morocco for the rock in Western Sahara have now divested in that because they understand that to be an issue of corporate social responsibility and there's human rights concerns and conflicts in the region. You know, we talk a lot about blood diamonds in Africa and some people have talked about blood phosphates in this region.
So what you're telling me is not only do I have to be terrified on an environmental level of the fact we're depleting yet another resource and one I wasn't even vaguely aware that we were depleting, I have to be worried about the geopolitics of it as well.
It is a massively geopolitical issue, and to a sustainability one, not only by mining the rock are we kind of taking it out of the land, and that practice is unsustainable and environmentally damaging in itself, but when we do that, if we get 1 ton of phosphate rock,
yeah,
This is going to make you cringe. We produce 5 tons of a byproduct of it. That is just the process and what happens. So you'll go to a place in Morocco or in Western Sahara where they've been mining it because geologically it's very active there. And that's where the majority of the phosphate rock mineral is today in this area in Morocco and Western Sahara. You'll see the mine and then next to it, it's kind of like the burning tire tower in The Simpsons, but it's phosphate byproduct. And you know how Dana was just talking about countries have divested from taking phosphate rock and phosphorus from Morocco? Well, good old Australia, not really.
Really?
Like I was saying before, because we are one of the biggest importers of phosphorus, so we need it to kind of make our agriculture happen here. So the line of whether or not we have divested is completely blurred. So it's just this fascinating issue that I knew so little about before doing this. But it's one of those things that you kind of weave all the pieces together and realize that we need to start paying attention to this. And it's up there with other issues. It's up there with global food security. It's innately linked into that. But things like climate change and water scarcity too.
So where can people, because I mean, seriously, there's a lot to unpack there. People need to know more. Where can people find out more about this story?
So Think Sustainability airs on Sundays at 11 a.m. You can tune in then, or we're available as a podcast. So go on your phone, go into your podcast app, just look for Think Sustainability and you can subscribe to us there.
Go and do it immediately so you don't miss this particular story. Jake Morecambe, always a pleasure.
Likewise.